I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 22nd. There are 1,120 cases of coronavirus. In Quincy, there have been 606 recoveries, and 109 people have died from the disease. There are now over 90,000 cases statewide. The parking lot at Wollaston Beach will remain closed through the Memorial Day weekend. The State Department of Conservation and Recreation is refusing to reopen the parking lots at either Wollaston Beach in Quincy or Nantasket Beach in Hull to help keep crowds down during the coronavirus pandemic. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch had requested that the Wollaston lot be reopened to help prevent motorists from parking in local neighborhoods, creating what he says is a safety issue and nuisance for residents. There will be a small Memorial Day observance at Mount Wollaston Cemetery in Quincy on Monday. Mayor Thomas Koch says there will be no keynote speaker and no parade. However, the names of all veterans who have died over the past year in Quincy will be read aloud. The Pledge of Allegiance will be recited. Taps will be played. There will be no collation following the ceremony. However, Quincy Veterans Services will decorate the graves of all 7,500 veterans buried in city cemeteries with the American flag. And residents are urged to fly the American flag at their homes to honor those who have died in service to their country. If there is going to be an in-person high school graduation ceremony in Quincy this year, it will have to be after July 18th. The State Department of Education has released guidelines for graduation ceremonies that state that any ceremony held up until July 18th must be virtual. After July 18th, outdoor ceremonies may be held, but with very limited attendance and adhering to all social distancing and face covering guidelines. Diplomas could not be handed to graduates, and there will be no handshaking or hugging. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has said he believes a safe outdoor ceremony can be held at Veterans Memorial Stadium and plans to release his idea next Wednesday. Former Norfolk County Sheriff and former interim Quincy College President Mike Bellotti is now a candidate for Norfolk County Treasurer. Bellotti has qualified to have his name on the September 1st state primary ballot, along with Quincy Ward 2 Councilor Brad Crowell. Incumbent Treasurer James Timmelty is not seeking re-election. Bellotti served as sheriff from 1999 to 2018 and served 1 year as interim Quincy College President. The new skateboard park at the Pond Street Playground in Quincy Point will open later this summer. Parks Department officials say the new park is almost complete and will feature the latest skate park attractions, along with new landscaping and benches. The park replaces the 20-year-old park that enthusiasts said was inadequate for today's sport. The city allocated $480,000 in federal grant money for the new facility, which could open with limited capacity in August. Don't forget, entries are still being accepted in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. QATV, the Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, and the city are all collecting videos, photos, stories, art, or other reflections of life during the pandemic for history. Go to quincyculturalmemory.com to upload your submissions or mail them to the Thomas Crane Library, attention local history, 40 Washington Street, Quincy 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 22nd.